Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Happy for the Sherrard kids and the coaching staff. They won a great one last night, man. A wild game, 26-22. It was a 6-6 game at halftime. It's been a fun game to follow last night. 12-6 Sherrard then. It was 14-12 Morrison. Fourth quarter, 20-14 Sherrard with 9 minutes left. 22-20 Morrison, 4 minutes left. And then the Tigers take a 26-22 lead with 1:25 left and hang on for the victory. Man, Coach Brandon Johnson, wasn't easy to get that first win last night, but what a thriller.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of got my heart racing a little bit again there as you're running through the scoring summary. But, yeah, I mean, what an awesome, awesome night for our kids. You know, we truly believed that you know, we'd be able to get over the hump one of these times sooner than later, but obviously you never know for sure. But the kids believed and we, you know, we always tell the kids we don't really feel like one play wins or loses games, but sometimes it takes one final play, and that's exactly what it was last night. So, just an awesome, awesome atmosphere, great game for our kids and just so proud of them. They certainly deserve it with the way that they've approached these, you know, the last 5 weeks, I guess, this season, the off season and, you know, even recovering from last year. So, you know, awesome, awesome feeling for our kids.
Well, and I remember even our conversation last Saturday morning about after last Friday night. I said, you know, this is one of those situations where how are you going to respond where you've been so close this year and now you got to come back here in a new week and see, you know, can we put something together? We've been battling some injuries, this and that. And you said last week, I think they'll do it. And they did it. They proved it last night. So just what about, you know, their resiliency after last week to say, hey, we're not, the season's not over for us.
Yeah, you know, it's resilience, it's perseverance. I think it's character with these kids. That's just the way that they're built. You know, I remember even saying last year when, you know, obviously things weren't going our way last year. And, I just remember thinking and telling everybody, look, this is the right group of kids. We've got really, really good kids. They keep working hard. It's going to pay off for them at some point. And, you know, sometimes those lessons that we learn, they don't necessarily maybe always pay off on the scoreboard. But happy that it did last night, of course. You know, I truly, truly believe these kids deserved it. They had this coming to them. You know, they kept plugging away. Like we said, they, you know, could have gone downhill, I think, after last week, as close as we were the first few weeks and then to have it get away from us in the second half last week. But yeah, I was pretty confident that our group wasn't going to let that happen.
So when you look at last night then, so when they take, so Sherrard takes a 20-14 lead, Morrison comes back, takes a 22-20 lead with 4 minutes left. So what about kind of the game winning drive for you? When a team hasn't won and there's only 4 minutes on the clock and you trail, that's, you know, that's still a pretty wide margin for you trying to make that. So what about the final scoring drive for you?
Yeah, you know, we just kind of grabbed our kids at that point and we said, look, guys, we're in a situation that we want to be in. We've got the ball in our offense's hands. We're down two, I think, or whatever it was at the time. I said, we've got timeouts. We've got 4.5 minutes or whatever it was. We just kept telling our kids, look, this is going to go well for us. We're in a great position. The biggest thing we were concerned with is, you know, turning the ball over. Obviously we got to take care of the football. We were confident the way that we were moving the ball offensively last night. Hey, we got plenty of time. We got everything going in our favor. We can do this. We're going to do this. Let's make sure we secure the football, whether it's Holland on his passes or our ball carriers and receivers, you know, securing the football after they run or catch. You know, honestly, I think that was the biggest thing that was going through my mind is we got to secure the football because I don't know if we'll be able to get it back after that. So, you know, fortunately it came down to, I think we had maybe third and goal from the 5. There was a timeout at that point and, you know, coaches kind of got together, talked and then talked to our kids and say, hey, we're going to take our two best shots right here. And I'm pretty sure it was that third down play. Carter Brown caught it a highlight reel catch in the front corner of the end zone for us. You know, fully extended and kept, I think, even both feet down, even though he doesn't need them both. And gosh, you just kind of had that special feeling at that point. Like, hey, this is it. This is the one. Obviously we still had to come back and play defense there for a minute and a half, and it got much closer than we would have liked. But again, like I said earlier, sometimes it just takes one more play, and we got that last night. Holland Anderson broke up a pass in the end zone, on fourth down with, just a handful of seconds left. So that's what it took last night, and that's what our kids did.
Wow. What a second half, man, in that game. Awesome. So what happened then? You get on the bus, you head back to Sherrard. Just tell us a little bit about, well, one, the excitement and the exuberance of the kids, and then you have the bus ride home, and then what happens when you get home?
Yeah, I tell you, we got to bring one of our, one of our Bluetooth speakers, of course, to every away game. Our kids can't go without that. And I think that's pretty neat too. But, of course the kids had that blaring last night in the locker room. It kind of slow to get back on the bus. They were really enjoying it, I think. And, we hopped on the bus. It was a fun bus ride. The kids were obviously controlled and everything like that. But, you could just kind of feel the buzz on the bus ride last night. And, when we got home, we flipped the lights on the football field, and we went out and we rang our victory bell. Had an awesome support group of friends and family that showed up to the field with us. Kids had an awesome time, I think, last night. They were going out to dinner even late when we got home, which, made me a little bit nervous being out on the roads at that point. But, they certainly deserved the celebration that they got.
All right. So for you then, when people say, they say, why you coach? And you can look back and reflect on things in your life, and you say, well, yeah, and I know you had a great run at, Anawan Weathersfield for 10 years and did some great things there. And you can like look at moments, maybe these like watershed moments in your life, and when people ask you why you coach. And now one of the answers you can give, I know it can't be just one answer. There's multiple reasons, but you can say, well, one of the reasons I coach is because of September 23rd of 2022. I've been working with these kids, and we're trying to turn something around. We hadn't won, and we finally won this wild game. So I guess my question is, what about you last night getting that victory at Sherrard for the kids?
Yeah, we said last night together as coaches, and we talked to our team about it as well. It's a night we're going to remember forever, and I truly believe that for everybody involved. I know our coaches will. I know I will personally, and I truly believe it's a night our kids will never forget. And, for me personally, I've always kind of just said, maybe sounds a little cliche, but, one of the greatest joys in coaching is seeing kids do things that others don't believe that they can do. And, I don't think that, everybody in the world doubted us, but, obviously as the losses continue to stack up, more and more people are wondering when or if, one of those wins is ever going to happen. So, seeing the excitement, the joy in our kids' eyes last night, being in the locker room with them, on the bus with them, the excitement, when we're ringing the bell, that's one of the greatest joys of coaching is seeing kids have fun and perform and do things, especially that others don't think that they could do. So that was the awesome part for me last night.
All right, man. What a win for the Tigers. What a great back and forth second half, and a win at 26-22. Nice going, Coach Johnson. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Thanks to you guys for covering it. And I also want to thank our fans. They were awesome last night, both in Morrison, and then had a nice welcome home as well. So thanks to everybody for coming out and supporting us.
All right. Awesome, man. We'll take a break. Come back with more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.